Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. I hope you're ready for another very interesting show. I am, and I know it's going to be interesting because we have another returning guest for you. We only bring them back if they're really, really good. And Kathy Fetke is really, really good. And I'm excited to have her back on. She's CEO and co-founder of Real Wealth Network. The website, ready? RealWealthNetwork.com. The book, Retire Rich with Rentals. We're going to be talking about rental property. Rental property, like a lot of other things, can be part of an overall well-balanced breakfast. And, you know, it can be part of a portfolio. It can be part of what you do for your building, accumulating wealth for the future, building your assets to, you know, to have what you're going to need to retire. And it can also be part of a retirement income portfolio. So I've got lots of questions for Kathy, and I'm very excited to bring her back to us. She has done a lot of interesting work. The CEO and co-founder of Real Wealth Network, what she's doing with California-based real estate investment group with over 16,000 members. Wow. She's an active real estate investor, licensed real estate agent, and former mortgage broker. We'll be talking about several things with Kathy in that regard. And she has been selected more than once, I think twice now, to be one of the 100 most intriguing entrepreneurs. We'll find out if that's true in just a second. And she has her BA in broadcast communications from San Francisco State University and has worked in the newsrooms of CNN, Fox, and ABC. And as such, has been invited back several times by CNN, CNBC, Fox News, NPR, CBS MarketWatch, and The Wall Street Journal for her expert guest appearance. And she's here right with us. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you. That was quite an introduction. Thank you.
Take me on the road. Anytime, I'll introduce you. I'm excited to have somebody of your caliber and expertise and experience on our program because, you know, real estate and rental real estate especially is a lot for a lot of people. It's a, you know, it's confusing and it's kind of a mystery. And so I'm excited and I have a copy of your book. Thank you very much for sending that to me. And I had it in my stack of stuff to read. And I want you to know my wife stole it out of my stack of stuff to read. She goes, oh, this looks interesting. I want to read that. I'm going to put this on my summer reading list. So she's out of school and you know, she's got the summer off and she's a guidance counselor. So that's on her list of things to read this summer.
Oh, wonderful. I love it.
Yeah. So I'm excited though, because I think that with the uptick, I know that, you know, our economic recovery continues to build, mend, all those nice, soft, slow growth terms that we can use to describe our economy and also the housing market. But I know that you've got a little bit of an update or maybe your take on how our housing market is recovering. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. And then I've got a bunch, I wrote them out here on my yellow pad of paper. I've got a bunch of questions I want to ask you about rental property. So tell us what you see with the housing and real estate market in general. Are we in a recovery? Are our numbers good? What do you think?
Well, here's the thing about the housing market is there are so many of them all in different parts of the cycle. And so even back in 2006, when most of the country was in a bubble, certainly the bubble markets of Florida and California, Nevada, Arizona, at the same time when home prices were way past affordability in those areas, there were other parts of the country where that was the opposite, like Texas, where they were just beginning their housing boom at that time.
Okay.
So there really isn't a market, but I would say in general, if you were to lump it all together, the averages are definitely up. And there's parts of the country that are back in bubble level and have overcorrected.
Okay.
And there are parts of the country that are just in the beginning of their recovery.
Okay. Well, we've got listeners all over the country. A lot of them, of course, are in Florida because that's where I'm located. We, of course, in Florida, we hope for, you know, not to make anybody uncomfortable in the Northeast, but we down here hope for a lot of cold weather and frozen stuff up north because we know that that will encourage people to move down here and be part of the great state of Florida where we have sunshine, oak trees, palm trees, and beaches.
Well, that's amazing because in California, we don't want people to come here. It's already overpopulated. But you're absolutely right. One of the things that Florida has going for it is one of the areas that we really highly recommend that people invest in that state is you have the baby boomers who are retiring. And you know, they're going to want to go to a place like Florida to retire where it's still affordable but a beautiful, comfortable place to live and to spend your golden years.
Well, it's good you don't want them. We send them our way. We'll take them, at least for the at least for a little while, Kathy. And then after that, we'll be like, all right, you don't want them in California. We don't even in Florida. Where can we send them now?
Right. Well, I'm not worried at all about Florida. I think you guys are, there's parts of Florida that have overcorrected.
Yeah.
And, you know that, but there's still parts that haven't, and it's a great opportunity to invest or retire, probably in the northern parts. But South Florida's gotten a little bit pricier, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're in the northern part here. I'm in the Daytona Beach area. That's my market. And so okay. We have the world's most famous beach, self-proclaimed as it is. But, in addition to that, though, we have a lot of really undiscovered areas, and I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. It is... it's of course each person decides where they want to be. I think the thing that a couple of things I want to get to with you, Kathy, because there's so many things we can talk about, is for people to think about, and I know you wrote extensively about this in your book, Retire Rich with Rentals, that people can really look at, real estate in a lot of different ways, but the rental property, it can be both a way to accumulate wealth, to build your assets minus liabilities, net worth, and also a way to build in the future or even currently a diversified portfolio of income from other sources other than what people might think of traditionally.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's scary when a stock is in a bubble because you can wake up one day and your money's gone. But with housing, even if it's in a bubble, your house is still going to be there the next day, even if values drop. And so... if you're renting it out, if you're in an area that has high demand where people want to live and there's jobs, there's probably someone who wants to stay in that house.
Right.
I've seen people, and I wrote this in the book, a pastor who knew he wasn't going to have a retirement. He chose to buy a house every year when he was young, a young pastor, and bought 10. Each year he bought one. He'd save his money and put the, $10,000 down payment or whatever it was at the time to buy a house a year and rent it out, knowing that if he got a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, he could leverage 80% of that asset. He could borrow 80% of the money needed to buy it to be able to do that on a pastor's salary. So by the time he was at retirement age, 30 years later, those homes were paid off. And guess what? After 30 years, those values are going to be higher too. That's just how it works. So, the values of the assets that he borrowed money to buy were completely paid off and tripled or quadrupled in value. So when there was the recession of 2008 and California housing, completely collapsed, and maybe his asset values were worth half what they'd been the year before, those homes were still rented. So... And what happened when people couldn't become weren't homeowners anymore, they were renters. So
good
he had
point.
Huge demand for rentals.
Right.
He did not even feel that recession.
Wow.
Maybe the asset value went down, but the cash flow went up, and that's all he wanted was the cash flow because he was in retirement.
That sounds really good to me. I like that. So the financing you're seeing a lot of times, you're getting, you said 10%, 20% down for doing rentals. Is that what you're seeing typically right now?
Right now, you can, Fannie and Freddie will allow you to have 10 mortgages. So you can have your primary resident and then 9 other investment properties. And if you and your spouse both work, then each of you can have that. You can each have up to 10 investment properties. And if you are buying a smart investment property, which might be around $100,000, you're going to need about $20,000 for a down payment.
Okay, so 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Until you get past 4, and then it's going to be 25%.
Okay. All right. 20 to 25%. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
still...
A lot
of people don't realize that mortgage is really what might be a car payment. It might
right.
be $300 or $400 a month, and you, believe it or not, could probably qualify more than a lot of people don't think they can do that, but you get to count the rental income as your income, and that helps a lot of people qualify who would think that they couldn't.
Well, and that's part of the question, I think, is, and I think you've answered it for me, why is real estate considered one of the highest leveraged or leveraging investment strategies? And I think you've just answered it.
That is exactly. I mean, what other asset can you borrow 80% of, and yet you get 100% of the profit? So if you buy that $100,000 property and borrow $80,000 to get it and it cash flows and you get to pocket that cash flow or use that cash flow to pay off the loan early, that's really the plan that we teach people is don't use the cash flow now. Use it all to pay off your loan. If you did do this 10-pack plan, basically buy 10 investment properties that cash flow about $300 each, you should have that entire portfolio paid off in less than 15 years.
That's cool. I like
it. It's really cool.
You like it. It's really cool. Kathy Fetke is really cool, CEO and co-founder of Real Wealth Network, realwealthnetwork.com. In the book, let me give you the whole title, Retire Rich with Rentals, How to Enjoy Ongoing Cash Flow from Real Estate so You Don't Have to Work Forever, available at amazon.com. And we're going to grab a quick break. We'll be right back with Kathy. Stay right there.
When it comes to finding a financial advisor you can trust, do you know the right questions to ask? David Holland has written a popular book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy. Or if you want to meet one-on-one with David to talk about your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book with no cost, no obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back. Kathy Fetke on the line, CEO and co-founder of Real Wealth Network. And realwealthnetwork.com is the website. The book, Retire Rich with Rentals. And Kathy, I want to, if you'll indulge me, I want to use a little bit of our time today to talk a little bit about some of the practicalities of getting into rental real estate, because as you described before the break, a lot of people don't really realize how people can leverage these assets and you know, borrow, you know, save up, use some of your money to do the down payment, and then you can leverage that. And then, of course, as these properties potentially gain in value, you can turn around, pull equity, use that to buy other ones and, you know, kind of build it up. And as long as you are, you know, over time getting these things worked down to ultimately, it could be a lot of free cash flow.
Nothing makes me more excited than to see someone's face light up when they realize there's this plan that can put them at their goals in 15 years or less to retire comfortably when, you know, just a few years ago they didn't see that light at all.
That's cool. So let's say, couple things. Let's say that I wanted to start, you know, diversifying and having some rental properties myself, Kathy. Okay, so I start out first, I'm going to do my first property. How do I find that property?
Great question. So, you know, one of the things that we try to help people see is you don't have to necessarily buy property in your own neighborhood because your neighborhood may not be the best place. Basically our slogan is live where you want, invest where it makes sense. And it may not make sense in your own backyard, but the world has become much, much smaller due to, you know, Google Earth and being able to jet across the country pretty quickly. So what we show people is what's more important than location. Everybody thinks that location, location, location is the most important factor in buying real estate. And I say not at all. I just wrote a blog on this. The most important factor is market timing. So location, you could have bought a property in Miami Beach in 2006, and if you bought it in 2009, it would be a very different deal, right?
Sure.
In 2006, you would have lost money. In 2009, you would have made a fortune. So it's all about timing. And so understanding how to time a market is everything. So what we look for and what we teach people to do is look for the jobs. Where are jobs going? Because if you're looking to be in the rental business, you've got to have tenants who can pay, pay the rent, right?
Yeah, you need demand for your product.
You do, and not only demand, but people who can afford it. So first and foremost, we look for jobs. Where are the jobs going that are there to stay? And we want to be in a market that's diversified. And so jobs then attract people. And as long as we're in an area where there's more demand for housing than supply, we're going to see prices go up over time.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, except for Florida. You guys are kind of an exception that state, because you do have people who don't have jobs. You've got a lot of retirees coming there. So, again, I speak in general terms because every market has different dynamics.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, fueled by the baby boomers.
Well, what if I'm working with a realtor? Do I try to find somebody that specializes in rental, or will any realtor do?
No, not every realtor will do. You know, I would say at least 80% of real estate agents don't own investment property. So how could they help you? No, most real estate agents are experts in finding primary residences in their very, very small neighborhood.
Okay.
They don't know how to look outside their neighborhood. So, once you've identified where jobs are going, then in that market, you want to find an agent who specializes in investment property and owns it personally.
Okay.
And that's why at Real Wealth Network, we have built a list of those kinds of people, because we do not recommend working with an agent who doesn't.
Oh, that's convenient. So I can go to your website, therealwealthnetwork.com, and I can go in and you can help me find properties, and you've got agents lined up to assist.
That's what we do, is we share our market data on where the jobs are, where the best markets are, the emerging markets where we think values are going to continue to rise, or in areas that are what's known as a buyer's market, meaning it's a good time to buy, not a seller's market. People get these two terms mixed up all the time. People buy in a seller's market and sell in a buyer's market, and that's backwards. You want to sell when prices are high and buy when prices are low. So we find those areas that are just at the beginning of their boom, and then find agents and contacts and renovation teams and property managers in those areas, and we share that data and those contacts with our members at Real
Wealth.
That's
excellent. That's going to be my next thing I want to go to, is property manager. But before I do that, I went to the website as you were describing it, Kathy. In fact, I already had it up on my screen, and two markets that are within an hour and a half of where I'm located, Orlando and Jacksonville, Florida, are both on your short list on your homepage.
Yeah, one of the things we love about Florida right now is, two things, that it is attractive to baby boomers and they're retiring in droves now.
Come on
down.
But
also, your market hasn't totally recovered in northern Florida and central Florida. And that's because of your judicial foreclosure laws.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Your state has the worst process. If you're a lender, do not be a lender in Florida,
because you
can't foreclose.
Right.
And it takes 5 to 6 years. So, we're all about private lending. We think it's a great thing, but not in Florida. Mm. And so the banks have been hammered, but the result for buyers, people looking for deals, is that you still have a backlog of distressed inventory, which keeps prices down. But that's changing, and that's changing. I think there's a window of 1 year before your prices are going to be up, and it's going to not be a good time to buy anymore. But now it is.
Well, there you go. That's cool. That's the kind of insight we need, Kathy. Kathy Fetke, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and co-founder of Real Wealth Network, realwealthnetwork.com. And you can do what I did and go in there and take a look at properties and the resources. The book is Retire Rich with Rentals. We're going to grab a quick break, and I want to talk about those property managers. Kathy, hold right there.
Okay.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialists, and certified annuity specialists. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and individualized attention to each and every one of our clients. Count on Holland Financial for your financial advice, not only for today, but for many years to come. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. Kathy Fetke on the line with us, returning guest, CEO and co-founder of Real Wealth Network, realwealthnetwork.com, and the book Retire Rich with Rentals. And I wanted to get to, Kathy, which is the big obvious thing for a lot of people thinking about rentals is, ooh, I don't want to be a landlord. I don't want it to put up with that. I don't want the call in the middle of the night that my toilet's overflowing. I don't want any of that. I just want the money. Show me the money. That's what I want. I don't want any of the headaches. So that's where the property manager can come in and help alleviate that. Now, okay, that's good, but how do we get one, and how do we find one that's going to take all that junk off us and not charge us half the rent?
Well, that's why, even the name of my book, Retire Rich with Rentals, I know that some people just get a stomach ache thinking about being a landlord. And, you know, hopefully that doesn't, I hope people will consider reading the book anyway, because,
they will.
You know, of course, nobody wants to be a landlord. Nobody wants those headaches. But the cash flow and the wealth that could be created is well worth figuring out how to do it and run it like a business.
Hmm.
And so too many people in the past wouldn't do that. They wanted, they would only invest locally, and they wanted to be the ones, the handyman for their properties and be the one screening tenants and all that. I just had a dinner with other investors last night. We were all joking about how we did that in the beginning and just would never do that again. You can't manage, it's very hard to manage your own tenants. Because it's, you know, if they're going to give you every excuse in the world as to why they maybe can't pay that month, and then you're going to feel compassionate and want to let them off the hook or whatever, you've got to have somebody else handling the tenants. And so there are now so many property managers that are setting up shop across the country and are licensed and bonded and are trained to be able to manage your property for you. And many are real estate agents who have chosen that as their profession. They've got the repair teams in hand. And so as long as you understand, and we've got modules on our website teaching people how to find a good property manager, and we have resources and recommended property managers from our members who use them and like them, we're happy to share that information and make it a lot easier for people to find the resources they need to make the job easier.
Okay, so just for example, if I zeroed in on Jacksonville, because I know Jacksonville, looking at the skyline of Jacksonville, and I was in that independent life and accident building that's featured right there by the bridge on the website. I actually was on the 18th floor working for Ernst & Young back in 1991, Kathy. So wow. I'm looking at that and going, I'm familiar with that, those stomping grounds. So you would have, for example, through your website, I could find a property manager in that area?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a list of property managers in the markets that we believe are emerging markets, but if you're not in one of the markets that we're recommending, we can still help you find a property manager, because there's organizations now that monitor, you know, what's going on,
okay.
who the good company, you know, who the good property manager. Listen, there are some who are terrible.
And
there are properties that are terrible. There
sure.
are so many mistakes you can make. I don't for a minute want to make it sound like it's easy. We are creating the resources to make it easy, but please don't just run out and buy a property and then, you know, find the local property manager and think everything's going to be okay. You've got to treat investing like a business, and you've got to have respect for your money.
Well, yeah, it is a business, and you better have some legal parameters, an LLC or something else, for these properties as well, which, you know, if somebody's thinking about this seriously, there's certainly some steps they need to take to make sure they've got everything put together.
Absolutely. I mean, too often, it's just amazing how people will just sign the paperwork and wire over hundreds of thousands of dollars without doing any homework or research or training or anything. This is big money, big investment. You deserve to at least read my book. You know, that you'll get a lot of information on that. In our website, we have an academy to make sure you understand how to read an inspection report, how to read an appraisal, how to make sure you're paying the right price. And if you spend that time, and I'm not talking about, you don't need a doctorate here, but if you spend the time to understand what you're doing, you will be wealthy beyond your wildest dreams, with passive income streams coming in every month for the rest of your life through these assets that you've purchased. You've borrowed money to purchase, and you've had other people pay off that debt for you, and in an accelerated way that is 12 to 15 years, you could own a multi-million dollar portfolio, cash flowing $10,000 a month for the rest of your life, and then pass it on to your children.
Very nice. Well, now, speaking of that cash flow and that income, you know, what should we expect if we're going to hire, let's say we're going to hire a top quality, first rate, you know, we don't want anybody that's, you know, anything less than that to manage the property for us. What are the going rates? Are we in the 10 to 12% of the income coming in from that property? Is that what we should expect, Kathy? What do you think?
It's usually 8 to 10% of rent. It's closer to 10%.
Okay.
We usually negotiate, because we have a large network that, you know, if we refer people over, they'll bring out down the price for us.
Oh, that's good.
To 8%, but we'll never want to go lower than that, because it's like any business, if they charge too little, they're not going to be able to run and do good services for
you. Right.
So you've got to be able to pay for quality. And eight, anything less than 8%, they won't be able to do it for you.
That's good. That's good insight. And if so, and if this works for somebody, you know, you mentioned the original, the Fannie Mae limits on, you know, 9 or 10 properties. What if somebody really gets a hankering for this and wants to go beyond that? Do they then have to look at what, more commercial lending?
Well, that is really the advanced investor. And of course, there's ways we right now in my office, I have one of our people from our network who owns 150 properties. And this last night I had dinner with several people who own 180 properties. And that
wow.
sounds so overwhelming, I'm sure, to the average person who can't even imagine owning one rental. But when you have your system in place, then mm-hmm. you can keep building from that. So yes, there's private money that you can get. There's credit lines. There are
okay.
now hedge funds that are lending to investors because they understand the opportunity is still there, that these assets make sense, that they're still so cheap that the lender's not going to lose money in certain markets. And
yeah.
other markets where there's already a bubble, yeah,
there's reluctance there, I'm
you
sure.
You got to be careful. Yeah.
Well, now back to your website, realwealthnetwork.com. How does it work? I've got a minute left here to join. I sign up. I can go on. I can join. I can get access to these things. Are there free portions, part I pay for? How does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. Membership is free. You just go and join, and you'll get access to the data we have on the different markets and where we really think it's time to sell and it's time to buy. And we're definitely encouraging Californians and areas, you know, people in coastal cities where prices have doubled or tripled in the last few years. We're telling people this is a good time to sell and exchange those properties tax deferred.
1031.
For, different ones.
Yeah.
So you join it for free, and then if you want the advanced training, it's we have an academy, and that is $97 a month.
Oh, cool. All right,
yeah.
Good. Well, that's excellent. I love it, Kathy. I appreciate what you're doing, and glad to have you back. Kathy Fetke, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and co-founder of Real Wealth Network, 16,000 members strong, and we're glad to have the opportunity to talk with her, realwealthnetwork.com, the book Retire Rich with Rentals. Kathy, we'll have to do it again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.